I'll do my best to entertain you.
I don't hear those words that often, so, you know, it's really good.
Whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Brought to you by Rock Antenna, Germany's number one rock radio station.
Hi, Amy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for taking the time to talk to me.
No. Thank you for taking the time. Before we talk about Afterlife, the last time we saw you guys over here, that was within Temptation.
Yeah.
You know, this tour. And it's kind of funny when I thought about it, because usually, and I don't know why it is that way, you know, American bands tour with American bands and European bands tour with European bands. So how did this other combination work out for you guys?
I thought it was amazing. I think that's what it's all about, is like doing different, we get opportunities to do different things when we go to different places. So I think just Within Temptation made a lot of sense, you know, for that tour. It just was a cool pairing that we could do over there. And the shows were really massive. That was a fun tour.
Cool stuff. Now you got a new record, a new song, Afterlife.
Right.
And it is, you know, it is for a Netflix series, but the Netflix series depends on a video game.
Yes.
Now did you play this game before?
I feel so bad. Everyone's asking me that question, and I'm like, no.
Did you go like the devil? You know, Devil May Cry is like, we're going to be on this Netflix series. I'm going to call them up. Or did those guys from Netflix approach
me? Not above that. I have already pitched myself as hard as I can for the new Zelda movie that they're going to be making finally. That's my game. But this one, it was one of those lovely experiences that kind of, you know, just came to us. Netflix and Mako came to me with the idea of doing this song for the series. And I love it. The show is really, really well done. I love the song. It was already going. It was like the start that was already happening that was really cool. And we just took it all the way. And I'm just so excited to have new music out. So excited to have new music out. It's about time.
Did you do the song for, or did you write it for the series, or was it already written?
It was a collab between Mako and myself. And then, you know, what happened was originally he was like, you know, do you want to do this song with me? And I was like, yeah. So we started working on it. But as we started working on it, it just sort of revealed itself to be like, we should bring in the band and like make this an Evanescence song, because it really wants to be that. So we got in the studio with Nick Raskulinix, our producer from The Bitter Truth and our self-titled album. Mm. And had a blast, as we usually do. And just got in there and, you know, worked on it as a band and brought it to where it's ended up now. And it's just, we've got so much pent up creative energy from being on tour a lot. And we are just writing right now for new album, stuff like this, just going. So this is the first one out the bottle. Very exciting.
Is the new record going to be released as a record, or do you go like, you know, like it is nowadays, that you release song after song after song, and then eventually a record comes up?
I think I don't have a plan, but it will be songs before a full record. Yeah, I think it's nice to be able to do that. More and more, I think these days, like I am going to make an album. We love to make an album. I think our fans expect that, and I enjoy like putting a full catalog of songs together. To stamp a moment in time. But at the same time, I feel like we've gotten to a point where so many of us, I mean, myself included, listen to music in songs more than we listen to music in albums. Yeah. And it gives each song, not all of them maybe, but at least a few of them, their own moment, you know, their own like moment to really be the one thing to focus on. And I think that's cool.
I think there's also the danger that every song that you release as a song is actually a single.
There you go. They should all be singles. If they can't all be
all
hits,
that good, yeah.
If they can't all be hits, what are we doing here?
Yeah, that's actually true. I believe that. So the whole year 2025 for Evanescence is going to be a year in the studio and not too much life then, I guess?
It's a year in the studio, but there will also be some releases. So that's fun. And we have a few shows, just like not as many, way less, but they're just all really cool shows. We have a show at the Hollywood Bowl with Halsey coming up. And then we have a show with My Chemical Romance, which is fun and exciting. And then we have a little tour with Metallica in Australia. So just like...
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Cool, right?
Yeah. I want to see James Hetfield play your piano once.
Me too.
No, it's great. But tell us more about your connection to Devil May Cry. Did you have to get a certain feel into the song exactly for this series?
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's how it works. I mean, Mako did the score for the episode that we're featured in. So as he's like weaving through the score and we're, you know, paying attention to what's happening in the episode and the backstory of the characters, then the song can develop. And I think that's a really important part of making music for anything that has its own visual life. You want it to... Like it needs to express the emotions that the words in the dialogue don't say. And I got to
hang on. I got to think about this sentence.
Yeah.
Like, well, music can do so much more than words. So imagine watching a movie with no music. Yeah. Like, it's just not the same. It just, you wouldn't, there are things that the music can tell you how you're supposed to feel, or like when you know like something bad is about to happen because it just got suspenseful and the music is setting up that mood, you know, all of that. But also, like, I got to watch the whole first season while we were working on the song, and that it's really, that's why I can tell you it's really, really well done. It's great. I love it. And the soundtrack of it, beyond us, obviously we're the best part, beyond our music, the soundtrack is awesome. Like, it, the whole thing takes place kind of in the early 2000s. So it's got a lot of great, like, good throwback kind of in the new metal world stuff going on. But then it's also got awesome new music too. So right away, like, when I was watching it, I was like, are these real placements? Or are you guys just using temp music here? And they're like, oh yeah, we got all these placements. And I was like, this is going to be great. It's great. Really good.
Would you have rejected the score if you didn't like the series while watching it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting. So we got the near future. What's going to be, when can we expect you back here in Europe?
That's a good question.
It's a very good question, actually.
I mean, definitely next year, but I'm not, I think that probably is the way to think about it. I'm always open-minded to whatever, but I've had to kind of start actively just for this moment, for this year, start saying no so that we can really focus on new creation. That's just where we're at and what we need right now. And it's going great. So we're just making time for that, first of all, and then we'll start thinking about tour again. I would say probably next year.
You know, it's only been 10 minutes, but I have no more further questions for now.
Oh, really? None?
No, I mean, can I ask you your favorite color? You know, it's that's
it. Well, we do love coming there, and I hope we get to come again soon. We always have a lot of fun with our fans in Germany.
Yeah, it was really, really exciting, and it was really exciting to see you guys playing with Within Temptation, because Within Temptation had their whole stage full of stuff.
Yeah.
And you had your whole stage empty, and it was effective. It's as effective as it was.
You know. Well, you know what? I think the contrast is good. I wouldn't say it was empty, but it wasn't the same. It was more like, it was about like lasers and stuff, right?
Yeah,
show then. I think having that contrast makes the show interesting. You know, if you're going to be at a concert for like 4 hours or whatever, you need to, you know, there need to be two acts. So that was a fun one. Well, I'll keep you posted on what we're doing. If we're coming there.
Please.
Yeah.
Whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Subscribe to our channel for more rocking podcasts.